Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A Nashville Democratic lawmaker is calling on Governor Bill Lee to convene a special session of the legislature focused on medical marijuana. Last week, the federal government officially reclassified the drug, moving it from Schedule 1, the same category as heroin and LSD, down to the less restrictive Schedule 3, which also includes drugs like ketamine or Tylenol with codeine. Representative Jason Powell says the change at the federal level means it's time for Tennessee to open the door to medical cannabis. He tells the Tennessean that the state has studied the issue extensively and urges action. Train enthusiasts recently gathered at the Tennessee Central Railway Museum to celebrate the restoration of the historic 576 steam locomotive. The Nashville Steam Preservation Society has raised more than $4 million for the project over the past decade. When completed, it will carry passengers on scenic excursions, including train robbery reenactments featuring the Dead Tree Desperado's troupe. Performer Chris Bradenburg says that he remembers watching shows like Gunsmoke and Bonanza as a child and playing along with his own cowboy hat and cap gun.
That sticks with you until you grow up. And then one day somebody says, hey, would you like the opportunity to dress up like a cowboy and rob a train? And think to yourself, would I? I sure would.
Work on the 576 steam locomotive is expected to wrap in about 12 to 18 months. Great Smoky Mountains National Park has issued warnings and closed some trails after several visitor encounters with bears this month. Most recently, there were three reports of bears near the Ramsey Cascades Trail. The Chattanooga Times Free Press reports there were two incidences of a bear approaching and taking visitors' backpacks. In another case, a bear was aggressive and chased a group of people. That trail is closed for now, along with the road leading to the trailhead. Earlier in the month, there were other bear-related reports near the Abrams Falls Trail, including one person who was bitten by a bear after entering a restricted area. It's important to never feed bears and keep food well sealed from them. Black bears are mostly concentrated in East Tennessee, but their range has been expanding.